Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Tonight, the nightmare before Christmas. Thousands of flights canceled as the Omicron variant takes a toll on airline workers. Holiday travelers stranded as COVID infects flight crews.
It's terrible. I want to cry.
Could the CDC step in and shorten isolation periods for airline employees? Plus, the place is smashing COVID records. Wild Christmas weather, a powerful storm, and record warm temperatures. Your Christmas Day forecast. Teen tragedy. An officer's stray bullet hits a 14-year-old reportedly trying on dresses for her quinceañera. Why LAPD opened fire in the first place.
These are tragic and unfortunate sequence of events.
Ready for launch, the $10 billion telescope NASA hopes will tell the story of our universe. The war on cancer, the power of science and music.
But I never show.
One impressive young woman who's making it her mission to help others going through treatment. Smaller Christmas Eve crowds at the Pope's Mass and in the biblical town of Bethlehem. But what's not missing is hope. And on the road with a reminder that all it takes is one person to make a difference.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thanks for joining us this Christmas Eve. I'm Jamie Yukas in for Nora. We begin tonight with the rise in Omicron cases, causing travel nightmares for holiday travelers. Airlines have canceled more than 1,000 flights here in the U.S. and over 3,000 worldwide because employees are getting infected by the virus. In the last week, the number of average daily cases is up 45%. That surge is attributed to the fast-spreading Omicron variant. There is one bit of good news. Hospitalizations remain flat, hovering around 60,000 patients, suggesting that Omicron infections have been less severe than the deadly Delta strain. Despite the COVID surge, President Biden and the First Lady try to bring some Christmas Eve cheer to kids at Children's National Hospital here in the nation's capital. The first couple spoke with children and their families and answered calls to NORAD's Santa tracking service. And good news! Santa is right on schedule. CBS's Nancy Chen joins us from New York City. Good evening, Nancy. A lot of other people not on schedule.
Absolutely. Jamie, good evening to you. Those last-minute cancellations are adding disappointment on top of concerns over surging COVID cases. Most of those cancellations are coming from Delta as well as United, which scrapped 10% of its flights. And the frustrations don't end today. Hundreds more flights have already been canceled tomorrow.
For many travelers, it's the nightmare before Christmas.
It's terrible. I want to cry.
United and Delta putting the blame on Omicron infections, grounding flight crews and operations staff.
They're telling us it's at least 3 days to get any of us anywhere near LA or Hawaii to go where we need to go.
Earlier this week, Delta warned of possible staffing shortages as the company requested shortened isolation times for vaccinated workers who test positive. Late Thursday, as some hospitals encounter staffing issues, the CDC shortened the recommended isolation time for infected healthcare workers from 10 days to 7, as long as they don't show symptoms and test negative.
What's the concern that medical systems will be compromised if healthcare workers themselves are getting infected?
How do we manage that on top of an already depleted healthcare workforce?
In hard-hit New York, the governor announced new standards today. Fully vaccinated, asymptomatic essential workers can return 5 days after testing positive instead of 10.
We want to make sure that our critical workforce, who we've relied on from the beginning, our health care, elder care, home health care, sanitation, grocery stores, pharmacies, we need you again. We need you to be able to go to work.
New York reported nearly 45,000 new cases today, a 14% jump from the day before, breaking records for the seventh time in just over a week. In Los Angeles, the number of daily cases has tripled in just 3 days to nearly 10,000. It's not just Omicron's impact, but the cumulative toll on healthcare workers.
There's so much mental and physical exhaustion. The concept of it is crazy. Seriously.
This Nebraska nurse posted on social media about dealing with so much death for nearly 2 years in a very uncertain future.
With Christmas and New Year's coming up, I mean, that's a big fear of ours. We're trying to clear out beds as much as we can, but there are quite literally no beds in this hospital. It's just as easy as getting vaccinated, being wise about who you're around. At this point, I'm just asking for your help.
And we also learned tonight the White House will lift the temporary ban on travel from 8 South African countries New Year's Day, a decision the head of the World Health Organization had been urging, Jamie.
And Nancy, the World Health Organization also said today Santa is immune from COVID, so we do have some good news there ahead of Christmas. Nancy Chen, thank you. A powerful winter storm could bring 5 to 8 feet of snow to the Sierra Nevada, while other parts of the country could be in store for a record warm Christmas day. CBS's Lonnie Quinn joins us now with the latest forecast. Talk about extremes, Lonnie.
Yeah, it depends on where you live, right? I mean, the stormiest weather right now, Jamie, is, as you were saying, out west. So take a peek. Arizona is picking up heavy rain right now. Heavy snow is falling for Colorado and Utah. And look at the computer models. They're showing some of that snow continuing all the way through Tuesday. So by the time this is said and done, the numbers for snow totals could be enormous. It looks like the Sierra will pick up an additional 5 to 8 feet. So they could finish up with, you know, 10 to 12 feet of snow by Tuesday. The Watch Act picks up an additional 2 to 3 feet. Colorado Rockies picks up maybe an additional 1 to 2 feet. But there's also the other side of that coin, the other extreme that you were talking about. The warmest Christmas ever for Memphis at 77. The warmest Christmas ever for Nashville, 73. Dallas hits 83. The East Coast actually had a little bit of snow this morning, but it's turning to rain for most of the day tomorrow. You get up to northern New England, you'll still hold on to some snow. So that is the way that we see the weather picture right now. You said a little bit of something for everybody out there. It's all yours.
Yeah, a little bit of something. Lonnie, thank you. To Los Angeles now, where the city's police chief today called the shooting death of a 14-year-old girl absolutely heartbreaking. As CBS's Carter Evans reports, it happened when officers opened fire on a suspect inside a store.
The suspect entered into the business.
The bizarre attack inside a Burlington coat factory began when security asked a man to leave the store, according to an employee who asked not to be identified.
And that's when it all escalated from there. He tried to start threatening the security that he was going to start throwing items.
She told our Los Angeles station, KCBS, that she tried to help customers escape.
Suspect was waiting downstairs. I had a customer in front of me. He, as soon as she reached down, he attacked her, hit her with the chain.
We need an RA for a female victim, head trauma.
They also received additional radio calls from multiple people indicating that there was a possible shooting in progress.
Investigators say when officers saw the suspect about to assault another person, they opened fire, killing him.
A unit officer needs help. He shots fired.
They later found a bullet hole in the wall.
We went behind it. It turned out to be the dressing room.
Inside, 14-year-old Valentina Oriana Peralta was dead from a gunshot wound. She was reportedly trying on quinceañera dresses with her mother.
Preliminarily, we believe that round was an officer's round.
No gun was found on the suspect.
These are tragic and unfortunate sequence of events.
Now, LAPD policy is to release body camera video within 45 days of a police shooting. But in this case, the chief is now promising to release the video by Monday. Jamie.
So tragic. Carter, thank you. Move over, Hubble. The James Webb Telescope will launch Christmas morning from French Guiana. NASA spent $10 billion to build it. But if all goes well, we could see the universe as it looked right after the Big Bang. How cool is that? Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
From its perch a million miles beyond Earth, the James Webb Space Telescope will glimpse the dawn of time like nothing before it.
The universe is this 13.8 billion year story, and we're missing some key paragraphs in the very first chapter.
NASA astrophysicist Amber Strawn hopes Webb's discoveries will fill in the blanks.
We will hopefully be able to see those first galaxies for the very first time.
Webb's 18 gold-plated, hexagonal-shaped mirrors will align to create one giant mirror. It's 21 feet across, six times larger than the one on the Hubble Space Telescope. For more than three decades, Hubble has given us stunning, humbling views of the universe. But Webb will be a major upgrade. This infrared telescope will search for heat signatures of the very first light after the Big Bang.
We are looking for the faintest objects. If the telescope doesn't get cold, then it will actually glow brighter than the objects we're looking for.
To block the sun's heat from blinding Webb, engineers designed a first-of-its-kind sun shield the size of a tennis court. Its five layers will keep the telescope side more than 600 degrees colder than the sun-facing side.
This is Kapton material. This material here is about 2/1000th of an inch thick.
Once in space, Webb will carefully unfold and rebuild itself like robotic origami. Project manager Bill Oakes.
The complexities of its deployment, the materials that it's been made of, has never been tried by a NASA mission before.
If any one of 344 parts fail, the entire mission could be jeopardized. It all has to work.
It's got to be pretty damn close to being 100% perfect for it to work.
A million miles out, something goes wrong, there's no call in AAA.
No, that is no call in AAA.
Webb's first image is about 6 months away. Worth the wait for the chance to see baby pictures of the universe. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Greenbelt, Maryland.
Definitely going to be worth the wait. Tonight, we end our special series on the war on cancer 50 years. Because of the incredible work of medical researchers, the survival rate for cancer has gone from less than half to nearly 70% in the last 50 years. And every survivor has a story. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez reports on Mighty Molly's.
I'll be on top of the world with nothing holding.
There's pretty much nothing that will stop 20-year-old Molly Oldham from pursuing her passion for singing and acting. But in 2019, debilitating migraine headaches almost did.
They did a scan and they found this ginormous mass on my brain. It was the size of a tennis ball.
Her family was with her in Ohio when she got the news.
So the doctor just came in and told me it was cancerous.
It was stage 3 anaplastic ependymoma, an aggressive cancer that required chemo and radiation on top of the 6-hour surgery to remove the tumor. An hour after the operation, she came out singing.
I don't remember that. I just remember afterwards my mom telling me it was the most beautiful experience because in that moment, she knew I was going to be okay.
But 17 months later, the cancer was back. Another surgery and yet another song, one she wrote called Mighty in Me.
But I got a lot of mighty in me.
During this recovery, however, she had backup.
But I never show.
A nurse at Duke University Hospital named David Duckett.
Is there something significant in those lyrics? Say you won't let go.
I believe so. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to let you go. We're going to do this together.
And And not only is he giving me medicine and making me feel safe and, like, helping me with my headaches and managing all of that, he was also helping with my heart.
Molly is now studying musical theater at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. She's launching a foundation to help young adults with cancer and making a point to show that, though cancer-free, it's still day-to-day, suffering from seizures, a lifelong side effect of treatment.
It's sad, it's frustrating, it's all of these things, but someone has to talk about it to be able to find that cure.
We can respond in fear. She chose life, she chose hope.
And still, Mighty Molly says it best herself. Manuel Bojorquez, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Pope Francis celebrated Christmas Eve Mass before an estimated crowd of 2,000 at St. Peter's Basilica. That's about a fifth of the size of pre-pandemic crowds due to COVID protocols. Everyone in attendance, including about 200 cardinals, bishops, and priests, wore a mask. Everyone except His Holiness. And there were smaller than usual crowds in the biblical town of Bethlehem for the second straight year. But COVID could not dampen the mood at their annual Christmas Eve festivities. CBS's MTS Tie-Up reports.
It's an ancient tradition steeped in faith. The lighting of a candle at the Church of the Nativity, where Christians believe baby Jesus was born on this very spot. But there are far fewer of the faithful in the biblical city of Bethlehem this Christmas, thanks to the rapid emergence of Omicron. Still, for some, hope isn't all lost.
We are Christians. We always have hope in our hearts. And Christmas is the Christ is the one who is bringing this hope.
Israel, which controls all the borders of the occupied West Bank, where Bethlehem lies, has renewed its ban on overseas tourists. Still, in Manger Square, the traditional Christmas tree is up and the glittering holiday decorations are hung. But without the usual 3 million-plus visitors for a second year in a row, small businesses here are struggling. Vaccinated Palestinian Christians who live in Israel, the West Bank, and even a few from Gaza who are able to get permits are still able to visit Bethlehem and were on hand for the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
We truly believe that with the birth of the Prince of Peace, really joy will really prevail to the whole world.
A message of hope, peace, and light at a time when the world needs it most. Imtiaz Taib, CBS News, London.
This summer, we introduced you to a man who offers a sympathetic ear, all from his beachside bench. Here's CBS's Steve Hartman with an update on the road.
In St. Petersburg, Florida, when the sun rises, Al Nixon sets for his impromptu therapy sessions.
How have you been?
Are you surprised at what people tell you?
Not anymore.
As we first reported a few months ago, Al isn't a trained therapist.
I've been concerned.
He actually works for the city water department. Mm-hmm.
He's dismissing me.
But in these early morning hours, he's a trusted confidant and counselor to whoever passes by.
And I wrote to him and I said...
Renee Rutstein is a regular.
He knows everything about me.
Did you feel weird sharing all your secrets to a guy on a bench?
No, because he'll never judge me and he always shoots me straight.
He's not judgmental and he takes you for who you are.
Bernadette Dorset Mills says she has never met a wiser man.
He's like the guiding force.
At the same time, I don't hear you talking a lot.
No.
I just see a lot of nodding, like you're doing now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of mm-hmms.
Listening is the number one skill all mankind needs to know how to do very well.
Mm-hmm. A skill he has clearly mastered. Mm-hmm.
When Al started coming here 7 years ago, the therapy was for him. He needed a quiet place to clear his head, and the last thing he wanted was to hear other people's problems. But then a woman he'd never met told him something he'll never forget.
She said, "Every day I see you, I know everything is going to be okay." And that made me realize that when you speak to someone or you smile, you let them know I value you, and people pick that up.
When I walk by, sometimes, you know, I don't even get a chance to chat with him because there are other people waiting in line.
And the line has only grown. After we first told this story this past summer, people popped by with poems and paintings and poses for selfies. Many new faces from many new places.
Yes. See.
From how far away?
All over the country.
Why do you think people came from far and wide just to sit on that bench with you?
I simply think people will just know I care.
Same reason people put a plaque on the bench. To a loving and loyal friend and a confidant to many, forever and always.
That was powerful.
How can such a simple plaque be that powerful?
When you express to someone, you matter to me.
They gave you back what you gave them.
Everyone needs an Al.
Good morning, sweetie.
Even Al.
Have a great day.
You too.
Steve Hartman, on the road in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Sunday on Face the Nation, more of Margaret Brennan's exclusive network interview with Vice President Kamala Harris. And remember, if you can't watch us live, don't forget to set your DVR so you can watch us later. That's tonight's CBS Evening News for this Christmas Eve. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm Jamie Yuccas. Good night and have a very Merry Christmas. Stay safe, everybody.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.